Blog Talk Radio.
Check it out, yo. I'll be the street kid, the brother your mama freak with. Put y'all people on if y'all know how to keep a secret. When I get money, you know I like to keep it. How I get money, others are trying to peep it. Flip mode, be winners you want to form a team with. The big money figures, the ones that plot the scheme with. The brothers that be used to getting money frequent. The ones I would always measure my triple beams with. Until they start taking my people to the precinct. That's so back in the day, yo, that ain't nothing recent. Cause nowadays we need women we like to speak with. Eat with, lay them down and sleep with. Type of woman make a brother wanna keep it. Shorty be so exotic, she looking decent. Line of corny hovers, he offering whack free. I can't hold the heat no more, yo, I gotta release it. What y'all wanna do? Don't you know we always come in through? Me and my crew, let me hear you say fire up!
Fire up!
Say fire up!
Fire up!
To all my dogs that stay blunted, roll around in the 500 all day. Let me hear you say fire up! Running, it's alright. Getting money and everybody want it. Smoke a big get myself over, fall on the floor, and I gotta call my S500 Iceberg 5. Where you at?
No need for alarm. Right now I'm cruising to the sounds of my enhanced CD-ROM.
Hurry up, 5, and yo, you know it's about to get thick. I see this cap away behind my back, about to do a stick.
Tell me where you at, I will be there in 10 seconds flat. You know I got your back, I'll be there just in time to counteract.
Sometimes I might forget cool. My ass.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio, your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, and our co-host, Tony Tuchet.
Hey, wrestling fans. Hey, Wrestling X Factor folks. It is cold on the East Coast, but it's got a good hot interview tonight.
Yeah, what it do, what it do. Yes, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest for you. Here, ECW original, Angel of the Baldies, the Kingpin himself.
What's up? What's up, son? What's up? What's up? This is the Kingpin in the house. What's going on?
ECW.
We good, man.
I had to
we
do
good.
That chant. That's one of the famous chants ever in pro wrestling.
Oh, I feel yeah, man. That gets your blood boiling. You know, it gets that gets those goosebumps every time you hear the fans
yes.
chant that.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you guys putting on little Busta Rhymes. You know, that's the original music that I originally started with ECW back in the days. That was my first introduction to ECW with Busta Rhymes. That was my intro music.
Yeah, it was that. That song was dope though, from Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, that's a little ECW trivia fans didn't know.
Yes, and I'm definitely I remember that time on. When he was on debuting on ECW on TNN, we heard the Baldies' entrance of Busta Rhymes.
Oh yeah, for sure. So what's going on, man? What's the latest news? What's going on?
Yeah, can you tell me how was it like the train at Johnny Rod's?
How was it like training at Johnny Rod's?
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. Being with Johnny Rods was a blessing. I made a lot of good friends. Johnny is like my father. You know, he put me under his wing. I mean, he's there's no words to describe, you know, coming from Gleason's, you know, the training that we got, the love that we got to be professional wrestlers. You know, he molded us to be, you know, exceptional athletes. So, you know, John. I hold, tip my hat to Johnny.
I have a question. How was it to be working with New Jack and ECW? New Jack has a reputation of being crazy and doing wild stuff in his matches. You and him had a feud going for a while, which you eventually beat him in. So how was it like working with him? Was he a good worker? Was he hard to work with? Or how was he?
To be honest with you, I never had an issue with Jack, man. You know, he was a real solid professional in the ring. Always took care of me. You know, we worked good together. You know, there was other people out there that had some bad experience with him. But no matter what happened, you know, the ball he's got in the ring, we were always taken care of. So, he was an excellent worker. I mean, still is.
Yes, I definitely like the Baldies promos, even the ones in the subway that time with that feud with New Jack. That was dope. That was some dope shit.
Oh, in the Bronx? Yeah, absolutely, man. That was a classic, promo, you know. So I still see it once in a while, man. I like it. It was funny, man, you know.
What was one of the biggest lessons you learned from being a pro wrestler? I mean, what was two of the biggest lessons you learned about being a pro wrestler? Like, was it about, did you learn a lesson about taking care of your wrestlers when you wrestle them, or how to do good promos? What are the two biggest things you learned when you were, you know, training to become a wrestler?
It's just, well, to be honest, man, just to be a professional, man. Always be professional in the ring and always take criticism when it was given. Never think you know everything. That's a problem with some of these wrestlers nowadays. They think they already know it all. And, you know, sometimes you got to be humble because, you know, I mean, you're always learning. You're always growing. So, I mean, no matter whoever's giving you advice, from a veteran, sometimes to a young cat, you know, sometimes you just got to take their words. You know what I'm saying? You got to take their advice, you know. It helps you out to grow.
What's your opinion on Paul Heyman?
Go ahead.
What's your opinion on Paul Heyman? I mean, Paul Heyman, you know, to a lot of wrestling fans like us on a wrestling factor, is a genius. He's a wrestling genius. I mean, he's probably one of the top two greatest minds ever in wrestling. But people say his business sense wasn't that good. What's your opinion on Paul Heyman?
I mean, I don't got no problem with Paul. I mean, I know I razz him about, you know, the situation of the bounce checks and stuff, but that's just me joking around and blowing off steam. I mean, Paul is a genius. You know, he's a plethora of knowledge. I'm not kissing his ass. It was true. I mean, you know, he's the man, you know. I mean, I never had any issues. I mean, he always took care of me. You know, like I said, the little incident with, you know, the checks bouncing and the company going cold. And, you know, everybody got hurt, you know.
Everybody got hurt about that.
You know, I mean, we're only human. When you put your whole world in somebody's hands, you know, sometimes, you know, you think he's not going to hurt you, and it hurt, you know, once he left, you know, I'm not saying he left us stranded, but, you know, he should have been more straight with us. We would have stuck by him. But I guess, you know, he didn't want to take that chance, you know, because he never knew how people were going to react if he told the guys that we were folding.
What is your opinion about WWE's ECW product?
Back in the days, I mean, when they was trying to
use the name and bring it back, and it actually failed that time on Sci-Fi.
I didn't like it, man. I mean, it was not ECW, you know, just because it had the name. You know, people think that it was ECW, but it wasn't ECW. Yeah, they had a couple of the boys, you know, in there, but, you know, it was not the same company, even though it had the same name. But I didn't like it, man. I'm being honest, man. Not because I wasn't there or wasn't part of it. I just didn't see the same passion and the same same style. You know, it was just not the same ECW. That's all. They're trying to reinvent the wheel.
Right. It was actually the shits, and even all the loyal fans of ECW turned it off and stopped watching tuning into it once they seen the first 2 weeks how they made a mockery of it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, absolutely, man. The story wasn't that, you know, Vince wanted to kill ECW by bringing it back and then just killing it. But you know, something like that you can't kill. You know, it's a staple. You know, it's ECW, man. It's always gonna be there, man. It made its mark in the history of professional wrestling.
Right. Were you interested at that time to the work with for WWE?
So, what about WWE?
Were you interested during that time when they was looking for ECW original talent to work for Vince?
Oh, so you're saying if I was interested in going in there at the time?
Yeah.
Man, a paycheck's a paycheck, man. If they would have called me and gave me a contract, I would have worked. You know, it's all about making that money, you know. I mean, I don't know how grudges, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, they didn't reach out, so I ain't going to kiss the ass and chase them.
Right.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with WWE. God.
Right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and I give a lot of credit to the ones that that refused to sign, like the Steve Carino's also, and even New Jack, because New Jack said that they wasn't nowhere going to take over his trademark name.
I mean, it's a roll of the dice, man. I mean, are you either you're a businessman or a fan? And I'm not saying a lot of guys went in there, like, it's all about the money, man. It's what they lay on the table. And sometimes it was just not the right thing, you know, for Jack or Carino. I mean, at that time, you know, it probably wasn't the right time. It wasn't the right money, you know. I mean, even though he didn't want nobody to take control of his name, I mean, still, it's about the money, and if they're not offering that money, that scratch, then it's not worth it.
Right.
What are your thoughts on wrestlers going to the to mixed martial arts? You know, like CM Punk and Brock Lesnar did. What are your thoughts on that? Because, like, sometimes Dana White, who runs UFC, talks bad about wrestling, and one minute he thinks I'm good about it. Now, I know part of it is business, but I think to a certain point he does not respect wrestling. What are your thoughts?
I mean, if you got the skills and you know how to thump, I mean, you know, you think you got an opportunity to make it there, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Brock Lesnar proved it. I mean, Josh Barnett has been in the MMA game for a long time, and I'm a professional wrestler. So wrestlers can't cross over, you know. It's just that, you know, like Kurt Angle, I think he could have made it. You know, it just depends, you know. But, like I said, you know, if you got the skills, you got the hands, and, you know, yeah, I think pro wrestling can cross over to MMA.
Right. Can you also tell me about your memory that of IWA Puerto Rico? Was that the situation with Dutch Mantel heated up?
What about Dutch?
When you was in IWA Puerto Rico, was that when you was working with Dutch Mantel in the back?
Oh, you just wondering what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I didn't understand that. I mean, bottom line, man, we just had a falling out. I mean, Dutch Mantel, I mean, I don't like him. Fuck him. The situation with me and him is he was disrespectful. I mean, I know he's been in the business for a very long time and stuff like that. And, you know, he paid his dues and he earned his respect. but he thinks he could talk to people, you know, all sideways because, he, you know, he thinks he's the man. And the thing was is that when I went down there, bottom line, he was looking for somebody. I didn't say where he was. He found the guy in the same apartment I was in. He got upset because I didn't stooge out the boys. And then he was, you know, then when I went downstairs to the office and I checked my email, and when I was about to leave, that motherfucker came up to me and grabbed me and just cut a promo on me telling me, you know, hey, motherfucker, you know, next time I ask you to do something and tell me where somebody's at, you better tell me. If not, you're going to find yourself back in New York. And, you know, when he started walking away, I turned him around and said, nah, dude, you know, bottom line was I said, you know, don't you disrespect me, you know, and I told him off, you know. I mean, he's just a piece of shit. Fuck him, dude. And, you know, that's why I'm not in TNA. That's why I'm not part of LAX. That's why I'm not, you know. I mean, things were put out in front of me at the time that I had the opportunity to go to the company, but the reason why I didn't make it is because Dutch blocked me. You know, he didn't like me. I don't like him. Fuck him. I don't. My life doesn't revolve around him and his bullshit. So he kissed my ass. You know, you can send him a copy of this tape too if you want. Fuck him.
Yeah. Yeah. Conan had some issues with Dutch Mantel during that time. Also, with Jeff Jarrett during that time when he left out of TNA. And they basically made up ever since from 2 years ago.
Nah, man, fuck that dude, man. He's just disrespectful, man. I mean, I'm not gonna kiss his ass, you know. And see, the problem with people these days is that it's all about heat, right? People say, you know, oh, you got heat with the office, you got heat with him. The only reason I got heat is with him is because I stood up for myself. And that's not heat. Heat is when you disrespect somebody. Heat is when you do something that fucks shit up. You know, I didn't fuck shit up. You know, he's just upset because I didn't kiss his ass, and all of a sudden now magically I got heat with him. Fuck him.
Well, you're right. You being a man, you can't be disrespectful. You know, you're standing up for yourself. You know, you wouldn't do anything wrong in that.
But he didn't like that, man.
Out of him.
Yeah, but he doesn't like that, man. He wants people to be like, yes, sir, boss. Anything you said, boss. You know, you want water, boss? You know, fuck that, dude. I'm not going to be, mm-hmm. you know, I ain't no slave to him.
Mm. Yeah, real man wouldn't do it either. So you did right by that. You're a real man. But I have, it's getting a little bit off topic, but correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't you a police officer?
No, I used to be a police officer. After I left PCW, I got hired on the police department, stayed there for 7 years, and then I left.
What's your opinion on all this stuff going on in the police past couple of years? And do you think Donald Trump is for law enforcement? What's your opinion about all this craziness?
Man, dude, I'm not in the political game, man. I mean, Donald Trump, you know, he's a trip, man. He just makes me laugh. I mean,
yeah.
The situation with the police department, I mean, you know, hey, I was a cop for 7 years, you know, and when you're in a situation and you got that badge on and your life is on the line, yeah, sometimes you got to really, really think before you pull that trigger, but sometimes you get that tunnel vision, and once you get that tunnel vision, you start thinking about your family and, you know, if you're going to make it out alive, and sometimes people get, you know, get shook, and when they get shook, they make mistakes, and I think some guys make some mistakes that, you know, that can't be remedied, you know what I'm saying? You once they pull that trigger, that's it, man. Their path, you know.
Truly.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, but I'll be honest, one thing about Donald Trump, I mean, every president or anybody who's been in politics, and again, I am not a political guy. I don't do politics.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody always, you know, like from the Bushes to the Reagans, you know, they always want to get an elected, like, hey, I promise, you know, I'm going to lower taxes.
Yeah.
I promise there's going to be some more jobs. You know, they make those promises, but they never fulfill it. Hey, fuck it. Donald Trump said he's going to build the wall. Nigga kept his word, you know. When he said he was
mm-hmm.
going to boot niggas out of the country, nigga kept his word. You know what I'm saying? At least it's just funny that, you know, people bitch about motherfuckers that don't keep their word, and then this dude is keeping his word, and they're tripping about that. And then, you know, I was watching news articles before, you know, like he's like, oh, tripping about, you know, building a wall, keeping the Mexicans out. But, you know, I remember Obama did it. They even put it on Facebook, you know, that speech and saying, yeah, we're going to build a wall, make it stronger. And Bush said it, you know, so, and Clinton said it, you know. But people forget about that, you know. They all think about, you know, that Trump is being racist. I think he just doesn't think what he, you know, he doesn't think before he speaks, you know. But, and again, I'm not for him, but I don't think he's shit, dude. I mean, you know, I think he's just funny, but
he's entertaining, fucking, man. Sure. I don't think definitely.
Yeah, man. You know, it is what it is, man. I mean.
Yeah.
Right, it's like a Vince McMahon is like actually running a company. They have the same persona, basically. Out of touch, said whatever they, you know, want. And it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still keep in touch with any ECW, any wrestlers from the ECW days, like Tommy Dreamer, or you keep in touch with anybody? Still.
Yeah, I keep in contact with a lot of people. Big Vito, Stevie Richards, DeVito, C.W. Anderson, Danny Doran. I mean, you know, we always keep in contact. If it's not over the phone, it's on Facebook. Mostly on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I do keep in contact with a lot of people. I mean, New Jack's on my Facebook once in a while. I'll give him a shout-out. You know, so we try to keep, at least keep contact with each other. Well, Gary Wolf, I mean, you know, I say what's up to him once in a while. Devon, I mean, it's just, you know, we try to keep in contact.
Right. Were you shocked about Axel Rotten and Boss Mahoney passing? That was actually a shocker right there. I'm heroes of the wrestling business.
Well, I mean, hey man, I know those guys for years and I love them to death, and they just had some demons, man, and they were playing a lot of demons. I mean, was I surprised? Not really, but did I want it to happen? No. I miss those guys a lot. We had a good bunch of great times. Unfortunately, you know, they got involved in, you know, some demons and stuff. So, I mean, you know, yeah, I was a little bit surprised, but, you know, because I didn't want them to pass away. But, you know, the lifestyle that they lived, you know, it was rough.
Right. A wrestling company like Lucha Underground?
That what?
A wrestling company like Lucha Underground? Will call you up to work there also? Will you be interested?
Dude, it's all about the paycheck. If they pay me, I'll go. You know, it has to be, you know, worth my while to go up there. You know what I'm saying? I don't push away nobody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if they pay me, you know, it's all about the money, man. If they pay me right, then I'll do it.
Right. Do you watch the current product of WWE, TNA, or Ring of Honor nowadays?
Well, I try to watch Ring of Honor when I get a chance. I mostly got WWE on my DVR mostly, but TNA I catch it once in a while, or Impact, whatever you want to call it, and Lucha Underground when I get a chance, and ROH, I think they pulled it off my channel, so I don't get that anymore.
Right. That's people. I know we all be complaining about WWE product, but it's at the end of the day, they're gonna still make money.
Yeah, they're gonna make lots of money still.
Yeah, you're right.
And also, do you have any upcoming shows you want to plug?
You can leave them. The what?
Do you have any upcoming appearances or any other places you want to plug?
Right now, I'm not doing no appearances because I had elbow surgery, tricep surgery in November, so I'm letting that heal. I do have some events coming up real soon, but that's not until the summertime. And I'm still ironing out some little things for the show. So I'm not sure if I'm on it 100% if the show's gonna happen. So technically, right now I'm not doing anything. I'm available. If you need to reach me, you can reach me at Angel Medina on Facebook. You can reach me at ECW. All the Angel on Twitter, Angel4Q on Instagram, you can hit me up everywhere, man. So I'm not that hard to find.
That's what's up. Tommy Two Chips, you have any other questions you want to ask him?
Yes, I have this one question. Who would you say is the greatest pro wrestler ever? Or if you had a lesser name, three wrestlers you consider the greatest of all time?
I mean, it's a no-brainer. Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, and Terry Funk.
Oh, man, that's a good – oh, I love it. All three guys I'm a fan of. All three guys. That is good. And if you – one more question. If you were going to do a dream match, what dream match would you put together? Let's say, like, would you put, a technical match, like Bret Hart against Lou Fez or, something like that?
What would
your dream match?
Man, my dream match? Man, it would be, I'm trying to think, man. I mean, there's so many of them. I'll go with AJ Styles versus Eddie Guerrero.
Whoa. I would never thought about doing that. Wow. That would be a good match. Styles are so similar and everything.
Well, I could see that. That would be a good dream match.
Well, how about the Baldies? Like, two of the members of the Baldies face, the Hardy Boys. I wouldn't mind seeing something like that.
Man, if I had my choice, and it's funny, and I tell that to Devon all the time because me and him never got in the ring, and I know Devon for years, and I would have loved to have the Baldies versus the Dudley Boys to see what happens.
Yeah, I think that would have been a good match.
I think it would have been fun,
Well, thanks for taking time with us. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, no problem, man. I appreciate you giving me opportunity. Yeah, I appreciate you guys giving me opportunity to come on your show. I love coming on shows and talking about stuff, especially to the fans out there, because, if it wasn't for the fans, I wouldn't be here. Every time I talk to fans, they always show me appreciation for what I've done in the business. And, it's all about the fans, man. So anytime people want me on the show and want to hear my stories or talk about movies, talk about chicks, talk about, anything and everything, Kingpin's willing and able, So, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome, man. Angel, you can come back anytime to the show.
I greatly appreciate it, man. Whenever you want me on, I'll come on.
All
All right, man.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you guys have a wonderful night. Yo, you fans out there, you know, you keep it strong, you keep it real, and, yo, I'll see you on the road.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right.
All right, take care.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Kingpin himself.
Shut up,
Angel.
Dude.
Yes. Of the Baldies. Yeah, if you want to download this show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio or our Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio Show /It Factor Entertainment also. For Wayne Benitez, Tommy Two Chips, we out.
Check it out. Flipmo Squad 98, Raw Deluxe. Check it out, yo. I be the street kid, the brother your mama freak with. Put y'all people on if y'all know how to keep a secret. When I get money, you know I like to keep it. How I get money, others are trying to peep it. Flip mode, be winners you want to form a team with. The big money figures, the ones that plot the scheme with. The brothers that be used to getting money frequent. The ones I would always measure my triple beams with. Until they start taking my people to the precinct. That's all back in the day, yo, that ain't nothing recent. Cause nowadays we need women we like to speak with. Eat with, lay them down to sleep with. Type of woman make a brother wanna keep it. Shorty be so exotic, she looking decent. Line of corny hovers, he offering whack free. I can't hold a heat no more, yo, I gotta release it. What y'all wanna do? Don't you know we always coming through? Me and my crew, let me hear you say fire. Got you open, we keeping you people up like caffeine, flying in the team.